it compare to last year? The atmosphere? The
atmosphere is awesome. The atmosphere last year was awesome too. I think that, you know, we were still pretty new to what we were trying to do and trying to get done, and I think, you know, we showed that we were a little bit ahead of maybe where we were at this point last year, but still plenty of mistakes and things to correct. But I think the guys are working the right way, and we're working towards, being good at the right types of things early in the season, and that's important.
Can you evaluate the quarterbacks, what you saw from them tonight, all three of them?
I thought all three of them did, you know, some really good things. I'm sure there's going to be some things that we'll find on tape that we could have done better. You know what, we kind of, again, we constructed this thing to have as much competition at any spot as we could, and that's no different. And Kyle did some really good things tonight, moved the ball, made a lot of good reads. Brady went in there and had the big one, and then, you know, a bunch of nice third down conversions, and then Tim went in and did the same thing. So I feel good about the fact that they're progressing. They're still all at different stages of their development, but, you know, it's good that they can come out and have a practice that they can feel good about too.
It seemed like Tim had more reps tonight than maybe he has in some of the other practices.
Well, we split it up. You know, there was like 32 plays in those move the ball sessions, and I think it was about 12, 11, 11 or something, somewhere in that neighborhood. So everybody got about the same, and then there's a couple of those things, the wrinkles where we kind of, you know, run the ball in there with them. So, it certainly wasn't lopsided in anybody's favor. Everybody got about the same amount of reps.
Josh, it looked like Demaryius had taken kind of a step forward the last 2 days. Can you talk about what you've seen from him?
We saw the last couple days what we thought we saw on film, and I think the game is starting to slow down for him, and he's starting to be able to do all of those things that we evaluated and saw him do. Again, he's still a rookie. He still made, I would say, plenty of mistakes this evening, but God gave him some things that, you know, that he uses to his advantage, and he does a great job of that. I don't know exactly what the extent of his little deal was there when he came off the field, but we'll find out. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but I'm real happy with the progress he's making, because I know it came in late. You know, he was a little behind. He pushed forward. He's been staying real late, trying to get caught up, and I think it showed the last couple days out on the practice field.
He's going over DBs to make a lot of catches. I mean,
well, he's 6'3", 228 pounds, you know, so, and he can run. That's something that he can do, and something that he needs to continue to do, and those kind of plays are rare to make in this league, and if you're fortunate enough to have a player that can do some of those things, I think it makes your football team better.
Any more concern that it was his left foot?
It was obviously a concern right away, they took him right in to get it looked at. We don't have anything yet. It's just, 25 minutes ago. So, obviously, yes, that would be a concern because it was the same foot. But, we're hopeful that it won't be anything serious. If we miss him for a little while, it would be normal for this camp. So we just keep plugging along.
You got some live hitting here.
I don't know. I think there's been a great ebb and flow with our team so far. There's been some practices where the defense really got the better of the offense, and there's been some in the other direction. And tonight, I thought we did some good things offensively. And in a scrimmage like this, where you're not allowed to hit the quarterback and you're not allowed to, tackle the back behind the line of scrimmage and those kind of things, sometimes you get skewed, because the defense can't make some of those negative plays that hopefully they would make. I think we're, again, both sides are more comfortable with what we're doing. They know exactly what the adjustments are that we're asking them to make, and they're ahead of the game in terms of where they were last year.
It looked like Ayers might have had maybe two sacks if he'd been allowed.
And he dominated the entire goal line period. So, he's a totally different player, and we're proud of him because we told him at the beginning of the offseason it's time for him to take a step from being a rookie to being the type of player we thought he could be, and he had a great offseason program, and then he's started training camp well, and we keep telling him that you started it well, now we got to finish it. You know what I mean? We got to go into the season playing the same way. But he's doing the physical things that we thought he could do and really dominating the edge. And you know, he's working against one of the best tight ends in football in terms of blocking on the edge. So, you know, that's a competitive situation, and he showed up a lot tonight.
Last one, how much tonight was balancing the fan experience with having a productive session here in your home building?
The practice was planned as if we would have practiced back home, you know, but we wanted to do a little bit of move the field and get the players used to the surroundings, get the substitutions going on and off the field, where are we going to be on the sidelines, just the awareness of our surroundings when we play at our home stadium. You know, I think it's great for us to come down here and play in an atmosphere like this. You know, I think the guys that had never done it before really start to understand what Denver's all about and how much this city loves this football team, and we're all blessed to be able to coach and play for it, and hopefully we can come out here and put a great season together for us.
What rookie haircut's your favorite?
There's some wild haircuts. I don't know. Olsen's is pretty good. He's got the longest hair, and it looks crazy. So, you know, they had fun with that. I think the rookies actually wanted to do that, so it's kind of neat.